talks about treasures in clay jars. I mean, look at us, right? We are clay jars. We are, every one of us, unique, different, imperfect, with our own cracks, which makes us crackpots, sort of, right? And that's the beauty of what happens when God shows up. God takes jars of clay, simple, and does amazing work. We want to share some of that amazing work with you this morning. Kelly, come on up here. Kelly Carl is our middle school director, and she helped lead a team to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and is going to give us a little sense of what that was like.
So just a brief overview. We partnered once again with YouthWorks, which is an organization that plans mission trips for youth. They've been doing it for over 30 years, and they really empower kids to be able to serve. You know, we have 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids. They live in a world of, you're not old enough yet. But I love that this church says, you are absolutely old enough and capable and have so much to offer. So we went to Green Bay. We joined with other churches throughout the Midwest. So even though my group was small but mighty, we had 60 other middle schoolers to spread out throughout Green Bay and really make an impact. They served in places like thrift stores, soup kitchens, Boys and Girls Club of America, and then our group specifically worked at a nursing home. We spent half of the day working in their elaborate outdoor garden, and the second half of the day playing games and getting to know the residents. I am so incredibly proud of all of you. We all worked through some challenges and went out of our box, but I can guarantee you, you touched many hearts, and you did leave a mark, and you showed God's love to others. So thank you for all of your hard work.
One of those amazing middle schoolers on the mission team, Brianna Smith, is here to share a little bit of her impressions about the week.
Well, this is my second Wild Faith mission trip, and it was really fun, and I enjoyed a lot. And all six of us went to the nursing home for people with disabilities. And at the nursing home, there was a really big garden that was super pretty, but it did need some work. Every day we went to the place and we got to talk with the residents, but we did have to work too. We had to weed the garden, weed the whole garden, trim bushes, clean the walkways, take out plants, and also water them. This may not seem like a lot, but it really was with such a big garden. I think we can all agree that even though it did not sound like a lot of fun, it really was. The theme of the week there at the church we went to was the good life, where we would have activities every night along with a video talking about the good life. And a good life for me would just be surrounding myself with people I love and having fun. This mission trip meant a lot to me because I got to go back and become closer with my friends that I made last year, but also make new ones. Also because I got to go with three new friends that have never been on one for Wild Faith and have them experience kind of what I got to experience last year. This mission trip was super fun, and I can't wait for next year. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Brianna. Treasures in clay jars. And you said, well, we got to talk with the residents, but then we had to work. You know, the talking was a part of the work. The visiting was a part of the service, the ways of connecting, building relationships with the residents of the nursing home. It's all a part of the work, all a part of the ways that God shines in and through us. And so, kudos, you guys. I'm so proud of you. Way to go. Kelly, Anthony, thank you for leading and guiding them through that week. Friends, this is not a vacation for the adults who go along. This is work, too, as they come alongside our kids, as they drive and keep them safe, as they support them and help them process and study and serve in so many ways. It is taxing work, tiring work, and you made it too. So thank you, thank you. Let's give them a hand, please. Our high school team, Wildfire Bunch, we went down to Louisville, Kentucky, and stayed at a camp just outside of the city, a Presbyterian camp, in fact, not unlike Stronghold here in Illinois, and did a variety of work and different projects. And each project had its own challenges and joys. And we're going to have a few different students share, so you get a perspective of what that was like and what God was up to in the midst of that. First, I want to have Danielle come up as one of our freshmen here to her first experience with a high school mission trip.
Hello. I'm Danielle, and I'm going to be a sophomore at Warren. This was my first ever mission trip, and I'm so glad I went on it. I didn't know what it was going to be like because, as I said, it was my first one ever, and I've heard stories, so it kind of blew my mind. The first day I built the post for the first day I put up the post for the bridge we were making, and I learned how to use a jigsaw, thanks to Brownie. That was fun. The painting was the next day. The boys' cabin was like a raccoon, hence the name the Raccoon Lodge. And so I painted the backside because the group before painted the other half. The painting was fun, but it was still work, so we were helping the boys in a way where the people at the camp couldn't. On Wednesday, me and a few other people went to this place called Wayside, which is a home for people who had different troubles in their life. Some people couldn't pay the rent of their home, so they got evicted. Some people lost their jobs and couldn't pay their taxes, so they got evicted. So me and Hannah Hunt, we volunteered to clean the bathrooms. It wasn't as bad as it sounds. After we were done, we cleaned the dining halls, we cleaned the walls, we cleaned the floors, and the floors were really dirty. I mainly worked with Mel, the main guy there who does the inventory. He was really nice and he talked a lot and he was fun getting to know. The last day of work, Thursday, me and a few other people were supposed to build a path, but that didn't really work out because there was a bridge in our way. So instead, not like a bridge, there was a tree trunk, sorry. So instead we needed to clean the dining hall. And the lady there, the main chef, Teresa, she was really nice and she had a lot of work in her hands, so we helped her out with that. I also cleaned the bathrooms there, so. As many of my new friends know, is that I can be really shy at first. Being with this youth group has helped me realize that I can go out of that and still be who I am at the same time. But being shy is a part of me, and I like that, but I'm getting out of that more. God has even accepted me for that, and I'm really grateful that I got to be here. I wanted to share my story today because my experience is a little unique. Most people go to the Wild Faith mission trips, but not me. This was my first one, and I'm glad it was the high school one. My brother has been telling me that I need to keep going to the youth groups, and I really want to keep his request alive, and also I want to keep the Gleason name alive. Thank you.
Awesome, Danielle, thank you. You guys, it takes a lot of courage to stand up and to share, particularly for someone who's a little more quiet and guarded. That was big. Awesome, way to go. And we have some more bathrooms to clean up over here, if you could, afterwards. And Hannah, if you could step in, thanks, thank you. Really was a great week. The first night we gathered and shared a little bit of who we are and how many mission trips have we been on and experiences, and I told the group, for me, this is, I don't know, mission trip number 20-something, and that's in part because what we do in a week of mission and service is like my rejuvenation button for the year. The way we serve, the way we live into community and to support one another and care for one another, it's awesome. It's invigorating, empowering. It's a way that each one of us, as these jars of clay, shines and helps to polish and to make beautiful the other jars. It's such an awesome week, and it is one of my favorite times every year, and this is certainly true as well this year. It was amazing. I'm proud to report there were no visits to the emergency room. Yay! I know. We did, however, have to sacrifice one handle of a wheelbarrow that was broken in the midst of the project. So, JJ, thank you. He's off at work today, but as you might imagine, some things get broken in the midst of serving. And we only broke one wheelbarrow handle. That's pretty impressive, I think. You heard Danielle talk about the projects a little bit. We painted a cabin at the camp. We helped demolish a building that was an old sewage treatment plant building on the property that needed to come down. That was pretty fun, huh? Getting to tear down a building, right? We did trail maintenance, splitting wood, roofing on a cabin, and we went and served at the Wayside Christian Mission in downtown Louisville. Just this huge variety of service. And that was part of the fun and the power of our experience together, I think, because most folks got to do many of those experiences through the week and got to say and look and experience, oh, there's all the different ways we serve. And for each of them to get a sense of what fits best in their gifts and their abilities, how they serve best. So it was powerful to watch them shine in that regard. I had the joy of being on a bridge building crew. They had built a bridge over a creek on the property and wanted to then create a covered area, roof for the bridge. And we had the joy, myself and Brownie and almost everybody on the team, to create this amazing roof. And I have to say, that was pretty cool. Pretty cool to say I've helped build a bridge. I've never been able to do that before, and what was more impressive to me was then how each student got to be a part of that and to dive in on all the different aspects of creating this covered bridge. We'll post a picture, if you haven't seen it yet, of the whole group standing under this bridge. It's an impressive piece, and there was at some point kind of that question, like, well, do we really need a covered bridge? I mean, wow, what's up with that at this camp? But the reality is, yeah, this was another way of creating a safe place for campers. This is a Presbyterian camp that hosts kids all summer long and throughout the fall and the winter. The bridge helps keep kids safe when the weather turns sour and they're out on the ball fields. It helps them make it from one place to another on the camp instead of having to venture onto the roads on camp and worry about traffic and getting hit. It just helps be a place safety and care. And so it was cool to be a part of that. So much happened throughout the week. Part of our theme as we spent time in devotions each morning was about vision. What do we see? What do we see that is unique and new to us that we didn't see before? What is God showing us in the midst of this week? Where are we surprised by God? And I think we saw many surprises along the way. One of those for me was what wasn't seen, or what didn't happen. Let me explain. Thursday, our last day of work, that morning, we looked at the weather report, and even the night before we'd seen this, there was this massive storm tracking our way. And as it got closer to Thursday morning, the percentage chance of rain grew. It was going up 60 and 70 and 80 and 90% chance. And you could see the radar was big and heavy. And the description was, there will be a torrential downpour in the Louisville area throughout the morning and afternoon and evening. And we're thinking, oh no, we've got all these projects we need to finish. And so we got up, went through morning devotions, through our breakfast, and then out to the projects praying, Lord, keep the rain away. And I don't know if it was the hand of God or not, but somehow that torrential downpour, that radar bloom, if you will, it kept creeping towards us. And then there was a split. And the storm went north, and the storm went south, and we got a little drizzle. Really? Just a little drizzle? And then it sort of came back together again and moved on. And we didn't see any more rain the rest of the day. Lord, thank you. That was awesome because we had people out all over camp. And if it had been a torrential downpour with thunder and lightning, projects would have been halted. Folks working on top of a metal roof on the covered bridge. Right? All sorts of scary possibilities, but I think just maybe God was in that and had a little moment and just said, no, they need to keep working. Whoop, off it goes and around. That's something that didn't happen, but we saw God in that. We saw God in so much of our students and the ways they worked and supported one another. Corey's here to share some of her experience about that.
Good morning. My name is Corey Westman, and I am a senior, and this is my fourth and final mission trip with Wildfire. Over the past week, as you all may know, 45 youth and advisors went to Louisville, Kentucky to serve others. This mission trip was a little different because we left on a Sunday instead of a Saturday, and we only had 4 days of work. We stayed at a place called Cedar Ridge Camp, which is a Presbyterian camp that has day camps, an outdoor education program, and hosts many retreats. Some of the work that we did included building the roof to a covered bridge, painting, roofing on some of the cabins, demolishing an old water treatment plant, and we worked at a shelter called Wayside. Wayside is in downtown Louisville, and they offer multiple services for the homeless as well as many different recovery programs. My group was involved in a lot of kitchen cleaning as well as preparing and serving the food. It was very clear to me that this was a different living environment than what I'm used to. It made me feel a little bit uneasy, but amongst all of what was going on, many of the kitchen workers had shared their stories with us. One that really stuck out to me was a man who used to be a resident at the shelter, and he shared how he was a recovering alcoholic and now serves there. Volunteering at the shelter really changed me because it made me realize how fortunate I am to have God blessing me with all that I have. I really wanted to go on this mission trip because I have found a place in my heart for helping others. For example, when we were assigned to work on the bridge, we found out that it was an Eagle Scout project for our camp host Andrew's son, Ross. Ross and Andrew's face when they saw the completely finished bridge was amazing. And at the end of the day, you could see how happy the people at the camp were to see so many different things accomplished. Despite not always having the proper tools or not enough work to do, we always found a way to please someone. Mission trips are a place to find God by helping others. Being reminded at the end of the day by Andrew and his kids that our hard work was really appreciated made me really proud of this group. This being my final mission trip made me realize how much I'm going to miss spending the week with my support system. We all have a bond like no other, and this trip really has brought us all closer together. God really has blessed me with this family that I'm forever thankful for. Thank you guys for the best last mission trip.
One of the powerful ways that God works in the midst of mission trips is on the life of the team. If you've ever been a part of one, adult or youth, you know something happens when you live in community for a time, for us a week. Something happens when you gather day by day, you share meals day by day, you share prayers day by day, you serve alongside one another day by day. The end of the mission trip, and this is a long-standing tradition, there is a time called final rope. It's a time to share and to debrief what the week was like for each person. Time for the seniors to share some of their last thoughts and wisdom about the experience. Time for everyone to reflect and to say, wow, what happened here this week? And ultimately, as I sort of listened to it all, what struck me most was that God had given us a taste of heaven. It's really what it was like. That's what we experienced. A taste of life with God and one another in a community of support and love and respect. As students broke down the barriers throughout the week, and it wasn't so much that's a freshman, that's a senior, it's this is us. We began to taste it. Our scripture talks about focusing on things that are unseen. The unseen that happened was a community of disparate, different, unique jars of clay coming together and serving in the name of Jesus. And we were connected by that and strengthened by that and built up by that. And it was awesome. I know our yellow shirt friends experienced that as well and have that looking forward to them throughout this week. And it struck me, we have this great opportunity, and this is particularly for Wildfire and Wild Faith over here too. The experience we just had throughout the week, it doesn't end just because that mission trip is over. It can continue. One of the ways it happens is that we continue to serve. And so here we have a group serving around Lake County and many needs that are being made known. And for all of us, this is a way that we grow in the journey. It's a way that our pots, our cracked selves, shine with God's glory. So I'd invite us all to consider in the weeks to come as the different needs are made known and cast out there email by email, Facebook posts, however it gets out there, to consider how can you, a jar of clay, step in to the needs around you, support the work being done, and shine with God's glory. There's a lot of work to be done, friends. And God is ready to use us as we say yes. Our shirts say, don't count the days, make the days count. And that goes for every day, not just mission trip days. Each and every day, friends, may we make the days count in the name of Jesus Christ. God, it is by your power and your Spirit's movement in us that we make the days count, that we shine and become more than basic clay pots. We become vessels. Vessels for you to work and to change and transform this world around us, Lord. So thank you. Thank you that you use us as imperfect and broken as we are. Thank you that you include us in the kingdom work. And so, Lord, bless us as we go out this day. Bless us as we look and respond to all the various needs around us. May you shine through us and in us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we continue and worship this morning. We respond to God's goodness through the giving of our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. So, Drace, come on over